Is this Renee?
Yes.
Hey, Renee, it's Patrick with Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. What's up, buddy?
Good, good. Hey, got some unfortunate news for you this morning, man. Unfortunately, due to the volume of monthly revenue that you guys have in your accounts, we couldn't give you an approval for what you guys were looking for right now, so.
It's okay, man. I understand.
Yeah, sorry to break that to you, man. I know you guys deal a lot in cash and everything, too, but, I mean, we can keep in contact. You know, I'll keep checking up on you guys. If you guys, you know, keep those, keep, you know, increasing those, you know, monthly statements, we can definitely, you know, revisit this in a few months and, you know, definitely get you guys just some cash or, you know, some new equipment, whatever, you know, comes up next in the future.
Yeah, I was actually trying to put it on the TQ trucking, not up on the 305 trucking.
Do you have another business?
Yes, it's another business.
Okay, what's I mean, yeah, man, do you want to maybe revisit that? Yeah.
I'll reapply for it, the application, and I'll send you the statements that I have for that one.
Okay, what's the TQ one like? You want to kind of give me a breakdown on that? I didn't even know you had another business.
Same thing. Actually, all the trucks that I have, they're financed. Half of them are financed with 305 in my name, but TQ Trucking is the company that they're running up under, which is owned by my wife and myself.
Okay.
We've had it open for almost a year. Yeah, we're sticking with 305 Trucking is actually closed.
Okay.
But I kept the business open because it has, you know, fairly good credit.
Mm-hmm.
So I still get, like, for example, Bank of America gave me a $10,000 credit line the other day, you know. I still use it for some things here and there, but really, TQ Trucking is the company I eventually would like to have them. I guess I can try. I mean, it's only been open 8, 9 months or 7 months. I'm not sure.
For TQ?
Yeah, it hasn't been open not even a year. So I can give you all the statements. I mean, a couple months statements that I do have.
Yep, definitely. I was just going to say that usually with startups, you know, we need at least about 6, but you said about 8, 9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we can, you know, definitely try that one out. You and your wife for 50-50 breakdown, you said, for owners?
Well, she's 100% owner. I'm not even on the thing, but I'm the one that runs everything.
Okay, no worries. Just, we can go ahead and keep doing this and all that. We're just going to need her signatures and information on the application because she's the owner.
Okay, but you're not going to run her credit or anything, are you?
It would be because it would be for under her, so, yeah, she would be.
Oh, no, then I can't do it.
What is that an issue with her credit or?
No. She has good credit. It's just I wanted to do it under TQ Trucking, not under her credit.
Well, no, it would be under TQ. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so it won't affect her credit at all?
No, and we only pull from one of the three agencies anyways, and it's a soft pull as well, so.
Okay, but I'm saying the trucks are going to be, let's say it does get approved, they're going to be under TQ, not up under her name, correct?
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. It's a business loan, not personal.
Okay, all right, no problem.
All right, and, I mean, for TQ, you know, do you guys have any issues? What are those monthly statements like on that one? Do you guys, you know, keep everything in the bank, or you guys operate in cash for that as
well? Yeah, yeah. No, half of it is in the bank, and half of it we get paid cash, because we deliver a lot of cars, and half of it we get paid, you know, and checks, and then the other half we get paid in cash.
Okay, and do you guys just keep cash or deposit it?
Nah, we keep it. We pay. This is how I work to make everything run smooth. Mm-hmm. At the end of the week, whatever cash we've made, I tell my drivers to keep it as payment. My drivers get paid $700-800 a week, and whatever's left over that, I tell them to deposit it, which is hardly ever, you know, the case. Usually whatever cash they have, I tell them just to keep it.
Damn, well, are you guys hiring?
yeah, man.
Nah, just kidding, bro. I'm on the other side of the country, but yeah, man, it sounds like a pretty, you know, good way to keep those drivers satisfied, right?
Yeah, they love it, man. They love it. I don't have to worry about taxes or anything. They do their own 1099, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's all under the table cash, so.
Yeah.
Dude, what about, you know, for taxes for TQ? I know it's a, you know, a new company for this year.
Oh, we haven't done taxes yet.
So you guys don't have any taxes for that? Do you guys...
No.
No extension, like nothing at all for that?
Nothing. I was planning to do it at the end of the year.
All right, yeah, I know that's when it's coming up. We're just going to need something to kind of break down the ownership for TQ to kind of get a verification for ownership and, you know, proof of existence for the company. Do you guys maybe have, like, an SOS or, you know, anything like that with your wife's signature proving she's the owner?
Yeah, I have the corporation.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you want to just shoot that over as well then. And, so, I mean, just so we get on the same page as well, with the TQ, you still want to refi those two trucks and put them under TQ then?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Perfect. And just hypothetically speaking, too, say we wouldn't be able to, you know, get you guys an approval for those trucks. Would you guys still be kind of open to almost a second position loan? Maybe we could just get you some cash to work on top of that?
Maybe not at the moment. I do plan to purchase another vehicle and trailer within the next, hopefully before Christmas.
Well, okay. So in that situation, why don't we just get the ball rolling on that one then? Because with how these approvals and whatnot, with how they work, once we get that approved, you know, once we get you approved for what it is you're looking for, that doesn't mean necessarily you have to take it, you know, that instance, especially if you're looking for something coming up in the next month like that. We can, you know, get that. That way you're going to know what you have available for you when you go shopping for that.
Okay.
So what were those you were looking to bring on at the end of the year? You said another truck and trailer?
Yeah, another truck and trailer. It's probably going to be somewhere around $30,000-$40,000 for the whole combo
together?
Kit. Yeah.
And are they new or used?
Most likely used.
Okay. No worries. Just need to get that information. And do you have a vendor for that as well, or still kind of shopping around?
No, just still kind of shopping around.
Okay, no worries. Any quotes or, you know, anything like that on paper?
No, no.
Just kind of estimates?
Yeah, I just been looking on
on
the computer and stuff like that.
Even if you wanted to, you know, screenshot whatever it was you were looking at and shoot that over to me so I could have any kind of quote, I could definitely add that to the file and give it some more strength.
No problem.
You know, that's also an option. We can go for that. Other than that, you know, we can go ahead and try and get these trucks again, and I'll shoot you over, you know, another copy of that Blink app. And then, you know, it's just basically going to be the same process with those, you know, 6 months of the most recent statements for TQ. And then I know that you guys don't have the tax return, so just any kind of breakdown for the ownership, we could go for that as well.
Okay.
What kind of, you know, what kind of trucking do you guys do for TQ? Is it kind of the same business line?
Same thing,
you guys,
car carrier, yep, same thing.
You guys all across Florida, you guys travel across states, don't you?
Yeah, all over the United States.
Every state, or wasn't it like 48, I want to say, you said?
All 48, yep.
Okay, cool. And they're sleepers then, obviously, right?
No, they're just regular Dodge Dually Rams, but they have a big, what we have is like mega cabs, and in the back, the drivers set up their own little, you know, their own little, so you could say they have a sleeper, yeah.
Right, right. All right, cool. Other than that, what's your wife's credit like? Any ballpark on that?
Good. It's a 720 last time she checked.
Okay, when was that at, too? Just out of curiosity.
Less than a month ago, we just purchased a new vehicle, and it was half under my name, half under hers.
Okay, I gotcha. Is her
we
name...
We leased a new vehicle.
I gotcha. Is she Alicia?
Yes.
Is it Alicia? Is she the one that... I'm looking at the emails right now with you guys.
Yeah, Lisa Castillo.
Yep, okay, cool. Yeah, just making sure on that one. All right. Other than that, yeah, I think we got just about all of it taken care of. I'll shoot you over that another copy of that and, you know, everything we'll need. And then I know it's Friday and everything, but I'll keep my eye out for that.
Okay.
Yeah, other than that, you guys got anything, you know, going on big today?
No, man, that's it. Everything's... Okay. I'm just bailing people today.
I gotcha. When do you think I can get that back from you then?
I'm going to try to do it today, man. But most likely it'll be Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. And, yeah, no worries on that, too. I know you guys got a lot going on. But, yeah, like we said earlier, since she's the 100% owner on that, just have – you can fill it all out, but we're just going to need her signature and information. Oh, and that also reminds me. On the application that you mailed me for 305 – Did you electronically sign that? Electronic signature? It looks like you did. Okay. So, no big deal. But on the next one, can you have her physically sign it? Because we need a wet signature on that. You can do everything else on the computer. No, we just need her signature actually, like, wet.
No problem.
Cool. All right, man. You going to any games this weekend?
No, man, not really. I'm just going to stay home and watch the games at home, man. Lay low this weekend.
Hey, what happened to those Hurricanes, man? That was a heartbreaker.
Man, that was fucked up, man. Fucking extra point, man.
I know, man. What's up with that? That's how many years is that now for Florida State?
7.
Jeez.
That shit pissed me off, man. My homeboy was with me talking shit because he's an FSU fan.
Florida State? Oh, man. You went to the game, right?
And fucking... I went tailgating. I didn't go in the game. I just stayed in the parking lot, but we had a big screen TV outside and we'll barbecue and stuff.
Yeah.
That's even better, man.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm
fucking
saying.
But the Canes too, they shot themselves in the foot, man. Kaya, we were first and goal twice and we threw interceptions on both.
Yeah.
Turnovers on 2 times.
Yeah.
And they called a touchdown run back from Mark Walton too.
Yeah,
so that was like, if you look at the box scores, we dominated, man. It just didn't happen for us.
Worked this year like that, and then they're still pulling out games.
Yeah, I don't know why, man. We fucking killed their quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
Literally,
that,
man.
Freshman.
Yeah, man. We were killing both of them, man. Whoever was back, the defense was playing good.
Yeah,
and we shut down Dalvin Cook the whole first half. Then the second half,
right? That guy's an animal, though, man. He's bound to get out.
Yeah, yeah. It's his last year, thank God.
I know. He looks like he's like 35.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to the league. He's ready.
Didn't the Dolphins have a game next day there too? Was it the same stadium?
Yeah, yeah. Same day, next day. They didn't get their ass whipped.
I remember seeing. Oh, it was the Titans, right?
Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah, they got their ass whipped.
That's right. I got a Mariota on my fantasy, so.
They're going to get whipped this weekend, too.
Who they got?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, jeez.
Pittsburgh.
Where's it at? Pittsburgh or Miami?
Nah, it's here in Miami. Still, they're going to lose regardless, man.
Yeah, the Steelers.
They ain't going to light it up.
Yeah.
I got Sammy Coates on my fantasy league, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it should be
it's
a big
like
one.
I had AJ Green the other day when they played the Dolphins and he lit us up. It was bittersweet.
Thursday night?
Yeah, that shit was bittersweet, man.
Yeah, I know, right? When you got the fantasy guy, but they're playing against your own team.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough luck. All right, man, well, we'll keep my eye out for that, and good catching up with you. I'll shoot you over that email right now, man.
All right, for sure. All right.
Have a good weekend, man.
You too, man.
Bye. Bye.